are listening to GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is the 21st day of October 2003. And I'll tell you what the season is. It's death and World War III. Thank you for joining us for this 21st of October global transmission on the AM, FM, satellite, shortwave, internet. We'll be live for the next 3 hours, and there is just so much vital news and information that we will cover on this broadcast. In fact, much of it in the first hour. I've been focused on the Terry Schiavo, properly pronounced Schiavo, Schindler case. There's been a new development. The House moved quickly in special session in Florida to now send it to the Senate, which is going to vote today to allow the governor, as if he ever needed the authority of the legislature, to block her torture execution. Doctors said she would die within 6 to 14 days. She could die any time now. They're pumping her full of morphine. She's been in and out of consciousness. They pulled her feeding tube, which the key thing is the water. The dehydration last Wednesday at noon. We will cover that, and then I'm getting into Princess Diana. We already knew she was murdered. Now it's come right out in the open. We will also get into something that's old news to the listeners of this show, but is new to the American people, the Bush family, and their connection to Nazis, running Nazi operations in this country. This is from the Associated Press, Fox News, you name it. Also, we're going to get into the developments between Syria, Israel, Iran, the Dolphin submarines, the Typhoon, Harpoon, cruise missiles, the nuclear weapons. It's been out for weeks that our troops are living in cinder block open-air facilities with gunshot wounds, you name it, getting almost no treatment for months and months. Now, because the Pentagon was embarrassed, they're supposedly flying more doctors out there and funding. Folks, they hate our troops. After they're done with them, after they're done vaccinating them and using them for combat, they soft kill them through the vaccines. 35,000 of the troops from the first Gulf War are dead. They have twice as many birth defects in the general population in their children. They have been found to have sarin, VX, bizarre antibodies for weaponized viruses in their blood. They're huffing depleted uranium at 1,900 times safe levels, a lot more than what Silkwood got in that famous case. This is the reality. We're not a negative show. We believe it's positive to tell the truth. It's positive to know what's really happening in the world if we're going to stop this season of death and fire that will bring this world down in flames under the new world order system of order out of chaos. When we break, I will come back and enter into the news on Diana, the Nazis, the war, the troops, the Second Amendment. There's a good gun bill written by Ron Paul that's been introduced. It is a powerful broadcast we have lined up for you. I am completely energized. We're going to win this fight. We're going to smash this new world order. We are going to break the conditioning of the population. We are going to expose who's plunging the dollar and shutting down our jobs. And speaking of that, they're meeting in Atlanta and Miami again with the Free Trade Group of the Americas. Bush is over in the Asia Pacific Summit, met with Fox, promising to get rid of our borders. Fox wants total amnesty. What is a foreign president doing, telling us what to do? It is all coming up in this transmission. So stay with us, and we're going to have open phones. I want to take a lot of calls. No guests today, because I want to have time to cover news and take calls. Your chance to get involved and to be heard by millions and to get your info out. The questions or comments, or you want to scream at me, go ahead. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
This broadcast is dedicated to truth, justice, the American way, decency, honor, family, standing up against corruption. You know, early in my life, I saw the darker side of the world growing up in the suburbs of Dallas, Texas. We all knew the sheriff brought in the heroin and cocaine as well as the marijuana. We knew that there were satanic cults operating at the highest levels of local government. We knew that there was every form of corruption and that it was feeding on the society. And all of this came out in the news from time to time. The sheriff finally went to prison for bringing in narcotics, and well, there were reports of the occult activities in the area where I was raised. And so when I would turn on the news or go to college and hear how loving the government was and how they wanted to take good care of me, I said, wait a minute, I read about Hitler and Stalin and Mao and Nero and Julius Caesar and Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge. I had read about Machiavelli and the Prince and the subterfuge of government 500 years ago, the inquisitions, the systems of feudalism and serfdom in Europe, and humanity and bondage. Yeah, by the time I was 16 or 17 years old, I had I had pierced the veil, at least one of the layers, and seen deeper into the shadowy world of the elite. The average person is a shallow-minded individual who gets their worldview from sitcoms and dramas. They don't even read the newspaper or watch their local nightly news. Then you've got the crowds that do watch the nightly news and read their newspaper and regurgitate back what the political pundits say and smile at you as if they are some type of aficionado on the political system. And still deeper, you have the political hacks of the left and right in their little courts, like the many Byzantine kingdoms. And then still others pierce the veil deeper and say it's a conservative or a liberal biased, an elitist biased. No, it's much deeper than that. It is a world system run by Satanists who believe in survival of the fittest and social Darwinism and eugenics and Nazism and the darker arts of the occult. That is the reality. Their symbols, their trappings, their statements, their whole system hidden in plain view as an abominable juggernaut, a colossal system of cyclopsian wickedness. That, my friends, is the reality. It's just like that movie They Live, that John Carpenter film. The Kentuckian, with a deep understanding of the global system, revealed to you the reality of what we face in an art archetypal synthesis. In an archetypal synthesis, you put the sunglasses on and you really see what the media and the elite and their servants and their minions and their pomps and their viceroys and their princes and principalities and their goddesses, their crooked crosses, their pyramids, their pentagrams, they're all seeing flaming eyes staring out of the darkness at you. Wake up, stop being foolish, stop falling to the snares of the wolves in sheep's clothing. Unlock your mind. Let's go straight into the news. Straight into the news. Terry Schiavo's rescue passes in Florida House, awaits the Senate. The Florida House voted Monday night, shortly after 10 p.m., 63-23, to give Governor Jeb Bush the authority to rescue Terry Schindler Schiavo from the court-ordered starvation she has undergone since Wednesday, October 15th. It is now the 21st. On Tuesday, October 21st, you may view the Florida State Senate take up of the bill to save Terry's life online at flsenate.gov/welcome/index.cfm. Just go to infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. We've got links to all those. Press conference scheduled for Tuesday. Terry Schiavo's parents, brother and sister, are canceling their Tuesday press conference, originally scheduled for 1 p.m., but plan to set time to comment later in the day. House votes to let governor intervene in Schiavo case as if the governor needed it. He can pardon a convicted child killer, axe murderer, blood drinker. But, and you can't kill a dog or a horse this way, starving him to death, dehydration, one of the most painful forms of termination known. But you can do it to an innocent woman who's fully conscious and is not a vegetable, and that abominable lie makes me sick. The Florida House voted Monday to give Governor Jeb Bush the power to issue a stay in the case of the brain-damaged woman whose feeding tube was removed last week by her husband's order. Now it's brain damage. You ought to email the Associated Press, Jackie Halifax, the writer, and say, thank you for just saying she's got some brain damage. Thank you. The House voted 68-23 for the bill. The Senate planned to take it up Tuesday. The capital action came hours after Senate watchdog agency, the disabled, asked a federal judge in Tampa to keep Terry Schiavo, 39, alive long enough to investigate the claim that she is being abused by her husband. Lawmakers were in Tallahassee for a special session on economic development, but the fate of Terry dominated the day. Bush last week promised the woman's parents that he would help them if he could find a way. You had a way. And now you've gotten tens of thousands of calls, tens of thousands of emails. I want to commend this network, our affiliates, our listeners, because I was on this months ago. We were all on this weeks ago. And I commend all of you because we still have a chance to save her. It may be irreparable, but it's precedent setting. The damage may already have been done. In fact, a lot of it's already been done, but it may be a miracle here. House Speaker Johnny Burr, Republican Plant City, said early Monday he wanted to do something to save her. Senate President Jim King, Republican Jacksonville, originally said he didn't want to intervene. He later agreed to, thanks to your phone calls, but said he wanted to limit the scope of the bill as much as possible. You disgust me, you miserable worm. Chievo has been at the center of a decade-long court battle between her parents, who want her to survive, and her husband, Michael Chievo, who contends he is carrying out his wife's wishes not to be kept alive artificially. Oh, with a feeding tube. That's artificially now. So, it is continuing, ladies and gentlemen. The bill approved by the House would give Bush 15 days to order a feeding tube reinserted. The power to give that order will be limited to cases where a person has left no living will. It is a persistent vegetative state. She's not a persistent vegetative state, folks. Has had nutrition and hydration tubes removed, and where a family member has challenged the removal. That describes Terry Schiavo, they say. Well, not exactly. There's an article out of WorldNet Daily. It says, what if Terry Schiavo were a dog? And he goes, I wish Terry Schiavo were a dog, because then the Humane Society, people for the ethical treatment of animals, and the Animal Planet Channel would swoop in, work their magic, and successfully save her from a cruel and unusual death by starvation and dehydration. But yeah, it's supposed to elevate the animals and lower us. Despite an abundance of secular media reports, the contrary, 39-year-old Terry Schiavo, Pinellas Park, Florida, is not comatose. She is not a persistent vegetative state, nor is she terminally ill. There's video of her. She's wide awake, eyes open. Yes, she's disabled due to a collapse 13 years ago, which resulted in oxygen deprivation to the brain, but she laughs, cries, and responds to her family. In fact, she's not on life support of any kind until past Wednesday. No extraordinary measures have been taken to keep her alive at all. Not even brushing her teeth, not allowed by this degenerate husband. They were merely feeding her, yes, through a tube, but it was just food. Last time I checked, a nutritionally sound meal hardly qualifies as extraordinary medical intervention. They go on to describe how you would be arrested under felony charges if you chained a dog up without water and food. Okay, shifting gears into Princess Diana. Now, I've had guests on, I've done whole shows on this 6 years ago. Yes, 6 years ago I did radio shows about this. They took that car over by remote control, which is now Associated Press, Reuters. All the new cars for the last 6-7 years have had it. She told folks she thought people were messing with her car, not just in this letter, but to witnesses. And suddenly the car goes out of control, smashes in, down underground into a tunnel. For over an hour and a half, the British Secret Police and the French Secret Police kept everybody away from the car. Everybody dies in the car. And then it just so happens, months before, Diana feared car accident plot. Princess Diana feared the brakes of her car were going to be tampered with. 10 months before, she died in a crash in Paris. Her former butler has claimed the princess allegedly wrote in a letter to Paul Burrell, "This phase in my life is the most dangerous." She reportedly named someone, which has been blacked out, who was planning an accident in my car, brake failure, and a serious head injury, which is exactly what happened. It turns out she told others she'd been threatened, she was afraid, and then she got pregnant with Dodi Al-Fayed. The alleged letter, which Mr. Burrell kept secret until now, has been published in the Daily Mirror. The name of the alleged person has been blacked out from the newspaper for legal reasons. Diana and her lover, Dodi Al-Fayed, the shopping mall magnate, were killed early on the morning of the 31st of August, 97, when a Mercedes driven by chauffeur Henry Paul crashed into the Pont de Mall tunnel in Paris. In the letter, Princess Diana reportedly believed that a plot in order to make the path clear for Charles to marry, that's a quote, it was reportedly written a couple of months after her divorce from Charles was finalized in October of 96. A French inquiry in 99 blamed Mr. Paul, concluding he had taken a cocktail of drinking drugs and was driving too fast. But the driver's father, Henry Paul, says it's all made up. His son didn't use drugs. He thinks it was a murder. The parents of chauffeur Henry Paul were still insisting yesterday their son was not responsible for the crash which killed Princess Diana. They say he was not drunk or speeding and believe the Paris crash in which Paul died with Dodi Al-Fayed was not an accident. Revelation: Diana predicted her own death in the car crash and letter to Paul, the butler Paul Burrell. could support their claims. Why wouldn't they put them in an ambulance? They weren't stuck in the car. Why have the secret police stand around, huh? Making sure they all got properly taken care of.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, if you'd like to join us on air, we have wide open phones. Any issue you'd like to discuss, any news item I've mentioned, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. So now it's coming out that the father of the chauffeur with Princess Diana has been saying all along But this is just confirming, her letter is confirming what they had said, that the Secret Services got in there, created a fake blood sample that he was on drugs. Of course, he died in the car crash. Diana and the rich Arab were alive as well and were killed in the car. And she had said that she was afraid that they were going to crash her car and then kill her with a head injury. Man, she really got it specifically down to the facts, didn't she? Well, it turns out she'd been being threatened. And then we have, of course, Dr. David Kelly, porting down bioweapons expert and the guy blowing the whistle on lies by Mr. Blair. Turns out he had special forces types in black uniforms standing around when the first police came along and found the body, and the fellas in the black uniforms just kind of walked off. And, well, the inquiry's not too worried about these men in black uniforms that never seemed to report back that they'd found the body. Just don't worry about that. And, yeah, he had some electrodes on his chest and blood and undigested pills that had been crammed in his mouth. But, you know, that just happens sometimes. Kind of like Arkansas. You know, you shoot yourself in the back of the head with a shotgun, cut your arms and legs off, throw yourself in a gully, and pour gasoline on yourself and light yourself on fire. It happens every day, folks. I mean, it's easy to cut your head and arms and legs off and shotgun yourself in the back of the head and pour gasoline on yourself and throw yourself in a gully inside a trash bag. I forgot that part. You know, Fami Malik, the state medical examiner, you know, kids get run over by a railroad, you know, on the railroad tracks and have their heads bashed in and had reported seeing drugs being dropped off. And, you know, that's suicide, too. It's a lot of suicide. Well, I never intend, and I will never commit suicide. And, by the way, I don't ever want to be unplugged either. So that's on the record, too. When the government says, well, they secretly told us they wanted to have to be unplugged. Oh, absolutely amazing. What do you think about all this? 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us on air. And this came out over the weekend. And I mentioned it yesterday, but didn't spend any time on it, and I really should. This is from the Associated Press. It's a headline yesterday on Infowars.com. Documents: Bush's grandfather directed bank tied to man who funded Hitler. Tied to man? It was the only American on the board of Brown Brother Harriman. All the others were German officers. They ran 53% of Nazi steel production, about 15% of the oil to the Nazis, a large portion of munitions, ball bearings. By the way, Roosevelt was allowing it to be shipped in, too. Our bomber pilots weren't allowed to bomb whole sectors of Germany, keep the war going, keep weapons production going, kill as many Germans and Americans and Russians as possible. Oh, war is a bloody business, and it is a business, isn't it, for the folks in the ivory towers? So, President Bush's grandfather was a director. Oh, the director of a bank seized by federal government because of its ties to a German industrialist who helped bankroll Adolf Hitler's rise to power. Government documents show, help bankroll the rise? Folks, we have the original articles posted on Infowars.com. The newspaper clippings from 42, where they took him into custody. He got out a few hours later. It was really an arrest. Had to pay one of the biggest fines in history. And so that's interesting. And it goes on. Prescott Bush was one of seven directors of Union Banking Corp. and Brown Brother Harriman. They don't mention that. New York Investment Bank, owned by a bank controlled by the Thyssen family, according to recently declassified National Archives documents reviewed by the Associated Press. Recently declassified documents? What are you talking about? There's been 20 books written on it by acclaimed researchers. There's more than 20. There's videos on it. There's all the original news articles. I got four or five on the website. Fritz Thyssen was an early financial supporter of Hitler. Early? Whose Nazi party, Thyssen believed, was preferable to communism. The documents do not show any evidence Bush directly aided the effort. Oh, no, certainly not. What a whitewash. His position was union banking. It never was a political issue for Bush, who was elected to the Senate from Connecticut in 52. Reports of Bush's involvement with the seized bank have been circulating on the Internet for years and have been reported by some mainstream media. The newly declassified documents provide additional details about the union banking Thyssen connection. This is just inoculation, folks. They can even call it that, to condition you. So now this can't hurt him. Oh, I heard about that, yeah. Oh, I heard about Skull and Bones. Oh, I heard about the Grove. Oh, I heard about Arnold liking Hitler. Oh, it's all right. There's no pattern here. Trent Duffy, a spokesman for President Bush, declined to comment. I got a bunch of other news don't have time to mention. It's coming up after the break. And your calls. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call TermBusters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I love it, folks. 33 minutes and 20 seconds into this first hour of transmission. Well, we read the Associated Press article about, Bush headed up a bank, ran a bunch of Nazi stuff, but just don't worry about it. He loves you. And Princess Diana thought they'd kill her in a car crash. By messing with her car, and they have the technology to do it, and the family says that of the driver says that it's all a big cover up and a murder, and she was pregnant with the Arab's daughter, but again, there's no motive for the royal family to kill her, so there's not another heir to the throne who's an Arab from a very wealthy Egyptian family, and sure, there's a lot of other stuff going on, but let's just trust the government. I mean, royalty never killed members of its family. I mean, in China or Japan or Germany or France or England, they weren't constantly killing their own children, killing their parents, killing their siblings. That never happened. Well, actually, that's all they did. Almost every royal family kills their cousins, kills their neighbors, invades countries, kills their cousins, kills their children, kills their parents, kills their brothers and sisters, cuts their wives' heads off, just absolute murder and slaughter and death, and then it happens again, and we just sit here and suck our thumbs. By the way, in U.S. polls, about 65% of Americans on a CNN poll say they believe that basically the royal family killed her. And it's, what, 70-plus percent. It was fluctuating 75 to 78% in British polls say that they believe foul play and Prince Charles was involved. Just like 87 to 89% of us are against open borders and about 70% of us are for less gun control. And, well, just like 84% of us believe the government killed Kennedy. And just like 99.99% of the police and firefighters and medical workers refuse the smallpox shot. I guess we're all just nuts. We're all just starting to get it. But you know what? When I read internal documents about the RFID scam and Walmart and Homeland Security and the plan to make you use these tracker chips, they said, yeah, our internal polls show that 78% of people are totally against these, and the other 10% don't like it, and 10% think it's great because they're idiots, basically. They didn't say that. But it doesn't matter if they're all against it. They're apathetic, and we'll just do it and make them accept it. We will, quote, neutralize opposition. And we have the internal documents, the internal recordings and transcripts of the heads of the big touchscreen voting companies that a reporter got into, a classified teleconference, where they talked about, yeah, this could be construed as racketeering. No one must learn of this. The people have found out that the machines are a fraud. How do we stop them? Then they brag about we've got to, quote, use the military-industrial complex, the CIA, to manipulate the media to get people to accept this. And that's the Cincinnati Plain Dealer. I don't know if that's one of the major papers in the country. May not matter to you or anything. You know, they just sit there and talk about how they're lying to you, how they're scamming you, how they're taking your freedom, how they're building giant prisons. But it's like Ceausescu over there in Eastern Europe. I mean, just one day everybody turned against him. Everybody hated him. 99% of them. Everybody just couldn't stand him. The place was falling apart. The guy was on a total power trip. But see, that's just a dictator. What about a dictatorial system that's much more sophisticated, that can put new puppets in from time to time to make you think you've got a choice and make you think that change is going on? This is what we're talking about. All right, we're going to go to your calls here in a few minutes. To Chuck and Nelson, or Nielsen, Jeff, Josh, Chris, and many, many others. Before I go any further... Before I go any further, it is so important that you use the best tool I have found in the information war to unlock minds, to take the blinders off, the plugs out of their ears, to open those brains up and energize folks to the full paradigm system of seeing the intricate overlapping nexus of control and society and history and how to counter it. My videos, my documentary films will get the job done. I've made 9 films myself. I carry several other titles by other great producers and authors, great other books by other writers. I published a book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order, 300-plus page book, covering the history of government-sponsored terrorism from Israel to the U.S., to the U.K., to Russia. It's an amazing book, 1995. Get a second copy for only $11.95. Get one for yourself. Give one as a gift. Get the second one about $8 off, or exactly $8 off. And that purchase goes to support this broadcast as well. The films, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. You want to see where the Bushes, like Prescott, where they go, what they do, what they're into, the occult rituals? Just so happens I snuck in and caught it on video. You might want to see the satanic ritual, which they admit I shot on video. They admit in the paper I shot this video. This is real, folks. The Grove admits it. That's an important film you might get, or you might get 9/11 Road to Tyranny, detailing who carried out September 11th and how they plan to use it as a pretext to totally enslave you and your family. You might want to get part 2 of that, The Masters of Terror, an amazing film, or the newest film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, covering the history of the New World Order, what the New World Order is, PNAC, government-run white slavery rings, gun control, forced inoculation, concentration camps, the cashless society control grid, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Ashcroft's lies. The videos are $25.95 apiece. Order 3 or more. They drop down to $20. It's an $18 discount on the 3-tape special. They get bigger as you order more. Just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. If you ordered some of the films and were impressed with them, which I know 90-plus percent of you are, why didn't you order more? 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order. Operators are there right now, 24 hours a day. 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PresentPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping cart. Don't wait. It's up to you. Get the videos. Make copies. Yeah. Get them out to opinion makers. Air them on Access Television. Spread the word. The power of the people is unstoppable when they're in a righteous battle. Again, write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And again, that number one last time, 888-253-3139. It's up to you. The ball's in your court. Get on the field. Hit them hard. Chuck in Florida, you're on the air globally. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I talked to you and John on Saturday, and the great show. What I have to say, I think everybody should hear. I live about 130 miles from Pinellas Park, where Terry is. Joyce and you put out the call on Friday to go there. My wife and I left right away. We got there about 6 p.m. and stayed there about 4 a.m. About 50 people were there. All the time we were there, Alex, there was not one minister, priest, or rabbi stood with us. One lady we talked to asked her bishop to come down, and she was told maybe this was best that she die. And anyone who belongs to a church should ask them if they are a 401c church. If so, they should drop out immediately and find one that is not, as most of the churches are nothing but a corporation. The churches are all standing by, Alex, and letting this murder take place. They
nothing. Sir, that's being done because the media keeps saying she's a vegetable. Most people don't hear this show, and they haven't been to the website. They haven't seen the video of her alive and mumbling with her eyes wide open, obviously cogent.
But wouldn't you think the churches is in Pinellas Park area, they could have 30, 40,000 people standing visible because they know the situation down there. They just won't do nothing.
Well, the media is keeping people in the dark. That's the biggest problem. But now the House has voted to allow the governor to reprieve her, calling his bluff. We'll see what he does now. Now it's going to the Senate, but it may be too late. We're going into day 7 of her. No water, folks. 7 days. Try not drinking water for a day.
Well, that's unreal that they could do that.
You can't do it to a dog. You can't do it to an axe murderer. But you can do it to a poor, defenseless woman. That's sick. Thanks for the call.
Yes, thank you.
I appreciate you going out there. God bless you, Chuck. And I'll say this right now. That's why it's so important that we be on more AM and FM affiliates, because one of the alternative mediums was talk radio. Most of it's been bought up. Or they got these neocons on there telling you how good the Patriot Act is and the New World Order isn't so bad. And, well, maybe some gun control's Christian after all. And even a lot of the so-called Christian shows have been, well, maybe she needs to die. She's in a coma. And we'll sit here and tell the truth, folks. And that's why our affiliates are so precious. A growing list of them out there, so be sure and support them. Let's talk to Jeff. And, Jeff, where are you calling us from?
St. Louis area.
Welcome, sir.
Man, you know, we appreciate your show, really do. It is a sad state of affairs when you can't get more than 40 or 50 people to show up down there in Florida, but the deception is great. The people are so, the sheep are so docile, but I believe that we can pray and have an awakening in the pastors and the leadership of the church, and because, you know,
The preachers are at the topless bars.
Amen, brother.
And they can care less, okay?
Yeah, well, let's just pray that they wake up and realize what's going on, because they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And we've got them outnumbered. It's just a question of educating the people and waking them up.
Yeah, no. The majority of the people know there's a problem. Don't trust this illegitimate government as far as they can throw it, Republican or Democrat. But they got this whole system of media that keeps the illusion going that we're the minority. No, we're not.
No.
We are the vast majority.
Yeah.
But we're a majority of spineless jellyfish.
Well, the restoration's coming, Alex, one way or another. You know, whether it be through the through nonviolent means or violent means, it's going to happen one way or another, and it's just a question of time.
What do you think about it coming out about Bush and Bush Senior and the Nazis, Prescott Bush?
Where are all our Jewish buddies talking about the Holocaust? And you know, I mean, you know, I grew up in a Jewish house, and never again I was drilled in my head every time I went to Jewish summer camp. Oh, the Holocaust was so great, and this and that. You know what? They serve the god of money, and it's all about the money. And you know, the sad thing about it is, Alex, it's not even real money. It's monopoly money.
So, Jeff, you're a Jewish by birth?
Well, yeah, by birth, but I found Jesus as my savior, but, you know.
But, I mean, do you understand my disgust that I stand up against Arnold, who says, I admire Hitler, I want to be a dictator, who's worshipped at Nuremberg. This is a magazine quote. He hangs out with Waldheim as we speak, a UN and Nazi chief. All of this, he's in hardcore homosexual porno mags. He's involved in Enron, and the media just covers all this up and calls him a conservative, and Limbaugh and Hannity are for him, and then you've got the Bushes all tied in with Nazis, and Nazi stuff at Skull and Bones going on as we speak. ADL, Simon Wiesenthal Center love them, and then if somebody has a pro-gun group, they'll be listed on the ADL website.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. We need a class action lawsuit.
Well, the courts is totally controlled by them. I mean, we can't play on the enemy's field, you know? I mean, we just got to take it to the streets and get out there and inform the people, and I'm going to make another run for sheriff in a little smaller county this time, and one of the things I will do is make sure everybody who votes in that county gets a copy of what your films, and we'll see if they can steal that election too, you know.
God bless you, sir. And by the way, we do have a lot of news on election fraud.
It's more and more prevalent every day. You know, the county clerk down there in the county that they stole the election from, her daughter was working in the collector's office that got caught stealing $10,000. So God is on the case one way or another, you know.
Exactly. Anything you throw in the deepest sea will eventually wash
up
on the shore.
You reap what you sow, brother.
Take care.
Take care.
All right, let's go to Josh in Montana. Go ahead, sir.
I was listening to your show last night. Am I still on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was listening to your show last night, and you were talking about Ron Paul saying the economy is going to go really south. And I'm only 25 years old, and I guess I've only seen one of these economic cycles that we're going through. I haven't, unlike my parents, have seen several. And I started making a lot of money in the late 90s when the boom was going on.
By the way, Josh, these are artificial cycles.
Yeah, I know that. I know they whiplash the public back and forth for profit. They make profit off of us when there's a boom.
But not just profit. The globalists print the money. It's control.
Yeah, I understand that.
Go ahead.
Control and profit. But what I'm asking, what I'm trying to figure out here, like, if a person knew what was going on before, and let's say they took their money and continually kept it moving a couple steps ahead before like the Dow crashed, if you moved your money into gold when it was at 257 an ounce, you would have made a bunch of money off that. And then
yeah, well, look, I mean, I bought gold, sir. I bought gold when it was, 245 an ounce. I bought gold when it was, 325, 340 an ounce. But I'm holding on to a little bit of gold I've got. I bought bullion and semi-numismatic because then it's non-confiscatable, which they've done four times in the last 70 years. But go ahead.
What I'm asking, I guess, let's say hypothetically a person has a mortgage. Now, when there's a depression, the supply of currency in circulation tightens up, correct?
Yes, they artificially remove money from the supply so you physically can't pay back debts.
Exactly. So it's a mathematical impossibility to pay debts back. But during a depression, are there things that are going to go up in value dramatically, like gold that a person is holding on to? That, let's say you had a bunch of gold. Well, you could pay your job because the gold rose up in value.
Well, you know, I'll say this. I think everybody should be diversified. I wouldn't be in any one thing, but if you are in one thing, all stocks, all bonds, all gold, you got a problem. It should be broken up. Number one, I'd try to pay down debts. Then I'd try to diversify. And everybody should buy a couple acres, even if it's desert. Everybody should have private property in the boonies where you can bug out to.
Yeah, I definitely agree with all that. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how to... I've seen books printed before, and I regret not buying them, but they talk about how the elite move their money around.
Well, that's the point.
And the same thing.
For every $40 that CEOs are dumping of their own stock, okay, for every, I've had the numbers a few weeks ago. In fact, I don't want to give numbers out if I can't remember them exactly, but the ratio, I had the Wall Street Journal in front of me. I'm trying to dig it out. It's actually in the stack here. What's happened is that right now, at record level, CEOs and executives are dumping their stock, something like 40, I think it's higher now, 40 to 1. For every dollar a stock they buy, they're dumping 40. And then the mom and pops are all rushing back in and pumping it back up.
Right. So stock market potentially obviously not going to be a very good place to be. But what about what is going to go up during a depression that a person can invest in, or is that known?
I mean, do you know how to milk a cow? Do you know how to pull a tooth? Do you have a profession? Are you a roofer? Are you a plumber?
I'm a machinist for a living is what I do, actually.
Well, that's something that will still be needed. The problem is you're going to be competing against 35 million illegal aliens.
And I'm going to school to be a paramedic and getting a pre-medical degree and all kinds of stuff. And by the way, I can attest to the effectiveness of your videos. I've started out with three of your 911 Road to Tyranny copies, and out of those three, I would estimate probably about 400 or 500 copies have been made, and I haven't made a single copy, and I'm going to head down to the copy shop and...
And see, that's the geometric growth curve.
It is, and I'm going to put hundreds out in the college today. So,
you're awesome. Thank you. Chris and others, you're up next when we get back. 1-800-259-9231. Ton of other news and vital info. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I love liberty. I hate tyranny. Which side are you on? Decide. Join us or join the enemy.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hi, my name is Donald from TheGoldenAnswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. TheGoldenAnswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting 5 other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
crashing through the lies and disinformation, waging war on corruption. Thanks for tuning in. Point I was trying to make in the last segment is one of the callers mentioned election fraud. This story's finally broken into the mainstream news, but it's a whitewash, a watering down, a soft soaping. We'll get into that. Also, Al Fayyad calls on Blair to launch Diana inquiry, that obvious murder. Blair government rejects a call for the inquiry into Diana's death. Bush, Fox make amends and call for totally open borders and total amnesty. Microchip could do away with pills, BBC. Chips out of fashion at Prada. A lot of the stores are removing the tracker chips because of massive protest. A new gun bill that's good by the Honorable Ron Paul from right here in Texas, targeted by the Republican Party publicly in the newspaper to be removed from office, by the way. That's their conservatism. Doctors' dollars rush to Fort Stewart. Remember, they won't give our troops treatment for months in these little bunkers they're in. Well, now because of that being exposed, they're having to do that. High court to decide right to refuse national ID card. And then you notice that the same thing's happening in England and Europe. It all works at the same time, same day, same system we're under. BBC, minister presses ID cards. Liberty groups attack plan for EU health ID card. U.S. failure to count civilian deaths. Incredible. That's just some of what's coming up in the next hour. Right now, let's go to Chris, Michael, Charles, Andre, Bill, and others. Chris, in the great state of Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
I fully support Ron Paul. He's a marvelous man, and each time I watch him on C-SPAN, I'm just amazed.
He's publicly targeted by the Republican Party. They rewrote his district to give it to the Democrats. They'd rather have a dirty Democrat in there than him. That's why I can't stand Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and George Bush. They make me sick.
Well, he supported the people of Syria and voted no against the latest sanctions against Syria. He was the only one that stood up and said no.
Yeah, he believes what George Washington said.
Also, they arrested Rick Stanley Saturday morning.
Yeah, I covered that yesterday.
Okay, I was cutting the grass.
For those that don't know, the interesting fellow, very well spoken, sick of the Second Amendment being violated, wore a gun to a rally as a Senate candidate, and said, look, do we have a Second Amendment or not? They arrested him. Now they SWAT-teamed him. He went with them peaceably. They called his business a compound, a well-established Stanley Fasteners nationwide. A lot of you bought them. And another patriot in the gulag. Go ahead.
Well, the story that reminds me of that is the dentist who was seized about 6 years ago. And the man has been sitting in jail for 6 years.
Forcibly drugged because he was an Army doctor at Waco.
Yes,
who said that Delta Force killed those people, which has now been proven. So they grabbed Dr. Charles T. Sell and have forcibly drugged him.
That's him.
Yeah, 5.5 years of it in maximum security. He's in the hole.
Yes, sir. Alex, I'm going to an anti-war protest in D.C. Saturday, and I'm going to try to be on C-SPAN. Would you recommend any topics?
Just get websites out, Infowars.com.
I will.
.com. Just say the government is illegitimate, carried out September 11th.
I'll be wearing my Infowars shirt.
You're awesome.
Thank you, Alex.
Anything else?
No, I love you, and you're a genius.
No, you are, my friend. Thank
Hi,
you.
Alex.
All right, we got a break and start the second hour of Global Transmission. We'll talk to Mike and Charles and Andre and Bill and many, many others. And if you disagree with something I've said, or you'd like to add a point, or you'd like to alert us to propaganda implanted in the media, there's more propaganda in sitcoms and dramas and movies than there is in the news. So watch that carefully. What have you been seeing? I don't watch TV anymore. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. And we're going to be right back with the second hour. Call your friends. Call your neighbors. Tell them to tune in right now because they'll want to hear what's coming up.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. All